things with MLB stars of the game. I'm over here for opening day with the White Sox, and I got the man here. I'm going to let him introduce himself to Chicago.
Those guys, Derek Hill, outfield. We're going to go run some things down, man.
Derek Wilmer has you the man over here.
Hey, we try. Some days are better than others.
Oh, yeah. DH in the big league. What's this big league experience been like for you?
Every single day, honestly, every single day I just go out there and just appreciate every single thing that I've worked for, but also God's handed to me, so got to appreciate everything that comes your way.
So what was that role like when you get here?
Cool. It took me about, how many years it took? I think it took me 8 years to get here, so a lot of ups, downs, a lot of adversity, but glad I kept pushing through and we're here now.
8 years, you were determined, huh?
Yeah, gotta be. There's no other way. This game's gonna break you at some point. It's just a matter of when. So you can get through all the adversity. God's glory is gonna take care of everything else.
So it's pretty obvious you paid your dues. What were some of them dues like?
I think I did. I think it's 3-4 years in low A, a couple years in high A. I mean, a bunch of rehabbing. All the works. I mean, if you've thought it, I've gone through it. So
when you walk through those doors, Major Leagues, got that call up, and you walk in this ballpark, and all of a sudden your dream didn't come true. You see your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
It was dope for about 10 minutes, and then it's just back to work. Business as usual, but that doesn't take away from the fact that you got to appreciate where you're at. No matter if it's in high school, college, pros, big leagues, you got to appreciate it. Everywhere's your big leagues.
And I've always told my guys, the only difference in this game from high school to college mm-hmm. to the big leagues is the game become quicker, the competition become better, you eliminate the ones that can from the ones that cannot.
Yeah, that's 100% true, but you also become quicker, you also become smarter, so it just goes hand in hand. If you keep with the times, you're going to be just fine.
So, I mean, when you think about some of the guys that mm-hmm. you idolized along the way, who were some of those guys?
Torrey Hunter was my dude coming up.
Oh, just, my man T. Fighter,
man.
My man T.
Yeah, T Nuts. Miggy, obviously I got to play with him. It was awesome just to see that greatness and see how he goes about preparing for the day. I mean, I've played with seven teams now, so I've come across a lot of them. So we can be here all day talking about them.
So, I mean, what was your biggest challenge that you found?
Biggest challenge that I found? I would probably say just being ready for 162. Like, it's not a contact sport, but the way that I played is a contact sport.
So do you sometimes just pinch yourself, like, walking through this locker room on
every single day? If you don't, that's when you start getting complacent. That's when I feel like that's when things start going a little bit astray. So if you can just focus on the main focus, which is the dude upstairs and being healthy and hoping that your family makes it through the day, everything else will take care of itself.
Now, you know, I heard about them peanut butter jelly days from Torrey Hunter. You know anything about that?
No, I don't know about that one.
Oh, you came up where they did away with all that stuff.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, they were on some different stuff back then.
So, I mean, last question. I mean, you know, when you look around this locker room and you're in Chicago now, I mean, what's your thoughts of being a major league ball player on a franchise like Chicago?
I mean, it's an absolute blessing. My dad actually came up with this organization, so to make that full circle, there's nothing better, honestly. And I know a lot of people, honestly, that are still here from when he was over here, so it's just a little bit surreal. And then on top of that, being in the big leagues, being with a great group of guys around here, there's nothing better.
So you kind of grew up around a major league locker room.
Yeah.
You're the man. Can I tell people I know you?
Can I tell people I know you?
There you go. Coach Odero, appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Chicago, Chicago, Southland, and Northwest Indiana. Calling all future softball stars. Are you ready to compete, grow, and shine this season? Our girls' softball league offers structured, competitive play for grade school through high school players. Summer league June through July. Fall league September through November. Spots are limited. Don't wait. Feel free to share this with a teammate, and let's build something special this season. GirlsSoftball.us. That's GirlsSoftball.us.